Okay. We tried very hard to follow the rules because most of you that know me, I tend to be a rule follower. So, but we had a lot of really good conversations. So in terms of accelerating pre-existing programs, one is public and civic engagement initiatives where there are concrete social problems to be solved. Must be advanced and connected across campuses. Commit to more fully articulating who we are educating and why, equipping students to make an impact on the world. Illinois students are problem solvers. So really, what this was really about is making sure that we are looking at our students from both a public, a civic, not just the classes, you know, that they're taking here. Make sure that they are problem solvers. So committing across our different colleges, across our different curriculums, to make sure that they're integrating and that we're articulating who it is we're educating and what we're educating them on. The second was accelerating on our land grant. There was a lot of conversation about building on our land grant mission. And really the bottom line of it was, let's make what our land grant mission was long ago when it was first created. Let's redefine it and define what that means in today's world and in the future's world. I'd say that's probably as simple as I can put it. But we should give priority to those students or would-be students who are the most marginal and vulnerable in our society, or from groups historically excluded or underrepresented. Again, when we first had our land grant, it was more about, you know, just logistics, right, and demographics and being able to reach people almost physically to make sure that they can get an education. And now it's a little bit different. We might still have some of that, but it's really about those that for other reasons, not just physicality, that can't get the education they need. We must accelerate financial support to ensure access and affordability, expand critical services, support creative new learning models, so like some of the flipped classrooms, mentoring programs, using technology to be able to get to some of these folks, and do aggressive outreach to urban and rural areas that we don't typically reach. Okay, new ideas. We had three, so I guess we broke the rules a little bit. Reimagine general education requirements to produce students who are not only job ready, but who are also society ready graduates with civic and cultural literacy, financial literacy, critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills. And this was one that, as an employer, you know, we used to hire 60,000 people a year at Accenture, and we would get students, you know, from great schools. They got straight A's in engineering or business or whatever it might be, but yet they had no idea how to write a paper or a presentation or a proposal, or they couldn't communicate in front of a client. And so we need to make, there's so much written on this topic, especially today, so we could be a real leader in it if we actually make it a really high priority. And it's not just for business students. It's for everyone. It's teachers, it's scientists, to be able to negotiate, to persuade. And then also not just those requirements to fulfill your job, but to fulfill what society needs from us in terms of integrity and caring for others and thinking socially. So we had pretty much consensus on that. The second is increase the pipeline of university-ready students by developing highly rigorous courses to be delivered to high school students through the use of technology and online opportunities free of charge. So similar to the other group, this online education, there's so many different uses for it. And then the third was new initiative to provide increased access to incarcerated individuals. We did not get to have a lot of discussion on it, but we didn't want to ignore it. And then new partnerships. Two, redefine, broaden, and deepen relationships and interactions with the existing and potential employers of our students to partner on much more than we partner now. Hiring, internships, which is what we do today, although I don't think we do it definitely not enough. Critical skills, get feedback from employers. What do you think, you know, we could do better at? Mentoring and fundraising. And so as an employer, you know, our relationships were with the recruiter from Accenture and the career services in the school, right? And that is clearly not at the level where it needs to be. It needs to be a real partnership, a two-way partnership, so that they're both committed. And then the second was something similar, but more with our communities. Establish, deepen, and expand critical community partnerships that are mutually beneficial and promote greater health, education, and social justice. And then I don't know what that is. Those were our two, so I don't know what, Okay, here's our declaration statement. We as citizens of this university have a responsibility to be stewards of this institution, to produce students who are skilled and ethical enough to make the world a better place. And in whatever role our respective roles are, meaning us as the people in the room, we leave the university better than it was when we arrived. We are the U of I, and we are in this framework.